It's Wake Up with Anthony Tilley across the central wheat belt. Well, online and physical retailers have finally kissed and made up, and it looks like the future of retail could be making a bit of a turnaround. We're catching up with business futurist Morris Misolowski. Thanks for your time, Morris.
A pleasure as always, Anthony.
Sorry, just say that again.
A pleasure as always.
Now, there's been a change, or it looks like there's a change again coming as far as retail goes, and this goes back to Amazon.
I think it's an evolution rather than a change. You know, we all got really excited about online shopping when it first came out. We'd never seen it before. All of a sudden, the entire world literally opened up to us. We had all sorts of new pricing comparisons, and for many of us, we gorged on it. What's happening now is very much like any product that's reaching maturity, and that is that we know it's there. We know we can get the best price. We can find out everything we want to know. It's really all about experience now. Where does that retail experience sit that we want to have? Sometimes it's online, sometimes it's in store. And Amazon last week has come to that conclusion like many other online retailers, in that they've chosen to start to open up physical bricks and mortar shops.
Which is phenomenal, because the reverse has been happening for a long time now, hasn't it?
It has. But again, that's because of what consumers wanted. Look, what Amazon's done really cleverly is realize that they're all about being a great distribution company. They have intelligence beyond most other retailers. I mean that in the sense of computers, things that can think, that can give us advice about what we want to buy based on what we have bought. And they're going to bring that to their stores of the future. They're opening a bookstore, one bookstore, and we're told it's one of hundreds that will be opened across America. What it will do is figure out that local space, the people that are around, about 25, 30,000 people that are around it that are likely to shop, what sort of books, interests, hobbies do they have, and only put those physical books into a store, but also give people going into the store an app that they can download that will give them a digital experience, not only with the book that they're holding, but with the entire catalogue of things that are available at Amazon beyond just books, and they can then shop those online or shop them in store.
Okay, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Morris, I want to talk to you about the other driving force, which is growing digital retail fatigue. It's Radio West. It's Wake Up with Anthony Tilley across the central wheat belt. We're back talking with business futurist Morris Misolowski about the actual evolution of retail. The future of retail seems to be going back to what it was to a degree. And I wanted to ask you, Morris, about the other driving force that's bringing this change is the growing digital retail fatigue.
Which is simply a way of saying that, just like offline, physically walking around, there are over 800,000, apparently, online retailers globally. How do we find our way around them? We just can't. So consumers now have too much choice. And what we're saying in some cases is, look, I'm just overwhelmed. I just want to get back into a store, touch, feel, experience, talk to people. And that's part of what's driving this. We know it's around. We know we can get it. We just want, again, that great experience. And we're finding stores in Australia that are also pushing back. So Kogan, which started off online, is now trialing physical stores. Milan Direct, which again was a retailer that offered furniture online only, is now opening up a range of stores around Australia, to, in both cases, like the Amazon model, only to show some of their product and let you buy it, and then use digital means to be able to show you a whole range of other cataloguing.
In a sense, we're going back to the core of great retailing.
Yeah, it's people. And this is a real boon for regional areas as well, because what we'll see is smaller physical footprints. It'll show you some of the merchandise, give you a chance to experience some of it, but then open up the digital world for you to totally shop on everything that they have.
All right, well, this story and a whole bunch of others, you can go to businessfuturist.com. Thanks for your time, Morris.
A pleasure as always.
It's Radio West.